Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Hidden with Christ.
A reading according to the letter of Paul to the Colossians. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the disobedient. By these you too once conducted yourselves when you lived in that way. But now you must put them all away: anger, fury, malice, slander, and obscene language out of your mouths. Stop lying to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. The Word of the Lord. This powerful passage from Paul's letter to the Colossians has much to reveal to us today. But I have time only for a couple of hints. Coupled with today's gospel, which is Luke's account of the Beatitudes, we have enough spiritual advice to last a lifetime. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. This first part of the passage from Colossians gives us a theology of baptism, and the second part offers some practical applications. Let us look at the implications of baptism. Baptism sets us apart. In some ways, it's complicated being a Christian, for baptism incorporates us into Christ. It gives us a share in divine life. We begin to live on two levels: our natural human life in this physical world of time and space. Yet, being in Christ, we begin to live on a supernatural or divine level, something spiritual. When Paul says that we have died with Christ, or risen with Christ, or hidden with Christ, he means much more than that little word conveys. It is not like an external with of being with another person, but rather an intrinsic worth, being inside or at one with Christ. As we grow in our Christian life, our little Christ-like life, we develop and put on His desires and His wishes. Your life is hidden in Christ with God. The word hidden does not mean withdrawn or forgotten. It comes from a Greek word, mysterium, meaning hidden, from which we have the word mystical. And mystical means hidden. So our spiritual life in Christ is a mystical life. It doesn't mean anything extraordinary, but the real life that we live is hidden from the eyes of this world. Our spiritual life in Jesus, in Christ, in God, is usually not seen except by others who have the eyes to see, who live in this same hidden, mystical way. It is hidden in another sense that everything we do produces grace, develops our grace presence, and brings the divine presence more profoundly into the world. Thus, we must think of what is above, not of what is on earth. It is amazing how much infighting can go on in a parish, or a diocese, or a religious community. Where is the virtue of those living in Christ, united more to one another on a more profound level of charity? We really need to take more time to reflect, to see if we are striving to be virtuous. Can we swallow our pride to ask pardon of someone we have offended or had an argument with? If we are truly hidden with Christ in God, we will be trying to acquire virtue, which is just the beginning of the life of heaven. I would like to conclude with a verse from a hymn that the nuns sang today at morning prayer. May we learn from this great story, that is the story of redemption, all the arts of friendliness, truthful speech and honest action, courage, patience, steadfastness, how to master self and temper, how to make their conduct fair, when to speak and when be silent, when to do and when forbear. Amen. Mm-hmm.